Via Dave, find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets a presidential harassment after word comes that special counsel Robert Mueller will testify publicly about his Russian election meddling report in Congress 3 weeks from today.
Robert Mueller is going to stick, according to him, to the four corners of his report. He did not want to come and testify. He had told the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees that he would only appear if he was issued a subpoena. And Adam Schiff, the chair of the Intelligence Committee, and Jerry Nadler, the chair of Judiciary, said, okay, we will give you a subpoena. So this is kind of a friendly subpoena.
Fox's Chad Pergam at the Capitol. A man fired from a Ford dealership's parts department in Morgan Hill, California, goes to his car, gets a gun, and kills two people, then himself.
Everybody in the shop was running.
Jordan Valdez works there and says the suspect was quiet and minded his own business.
I didn't really talk to him a whole lot. He's a very quiet, humble individual.
He says the two people killed were managers who fired the suspect. This is Fox News.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Sam, that's Rick Thomas.
Oh, man.
A little steamy this morning. Lots of sun mixed with a few clouds. Widely scattered afternoon storms are possible. There's a few storms, a few showers on the radar this morning, mostly north central Alabama. Today's high 93, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, a hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Only isolated storms around. There'll be few and far between. But then scattered storms Friday, and then the rain chances are a little better by the weekend. They're in greater supply. It doesn't mean the weekend's a washout by any means. It means there'll just be more showers on the radar. Low to mid-90s. And spoiler alert, 4th of July week, big heat dome builds above us, and more triple-digit heat indices on the 4th of July week. That sounds appropriate, huh? Right now this morning, we have partly cloudy skies, calm winds, and 71 degrees. It's 6:09.
I woke up at 11 and heard thunder. Then as I laid there, I heard this just pounding rain.
Yeah.
Come through.
And then there was even a warning up there in Chilton County, and I got an alert. I slept through it. I got an alert about heavy rain.
I mean, I fell back asleep, but man, it was just... Whoosh,
not a drop whoosh. In my house.
Not me. Not I didn't wake up for anything after I got home. I got home and took a shower and was pissy about my headlight being out and getting a warning ticket for it.
We can't say pissy on the rear.
Can we not? No. Better dump it, Jay.
We had a few hours, only a few hours sleep, folks. We had Marguerite's ready promotion last night. And a happy winner, right?
Tracy from listens to our sister station, 104.9 The Gump.
Yeah.
Was a winner. And I believe that our second place finalist... her name escapes me, but I believe that she's a News Talk listener.
So, she is, and she walked away with a nice little necklace as well.
Yeah, it was a ruby and garnet necklace.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, what was the current temperature?
We're at a pretty standard 71 with a dew point of 69, so that is about as textbook gets on the 26th day of June.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Rick Thomas here for Dylan Rings. They're located here at Montgomery, a family-owned business for years. 26 years now, dedicated to excellent customer service. I love reading the testimonials on their website. They're very from the heart from some happy customers all over the river regions. You can check that out on dylanrings.com. And by the way, they have a great Facebook page where you can see some of the great creations that Josh has created over the years. And he's just, you know what? He's, I guess you would say, an artist. Yeah. I mean he's really creative. So you go in and you tell him what's coming up. Maybe it's an anniversary, maybe it's a birthday, maybe it's something for the holidays, or maybe it's just something because I love you and that kind of thing.
No.
And then he creates it, and he's got, there's a book, a really cool book over there where you can get to see the stuff that he's done in person. Oh, by the way, they're great as far as repairing any type of jewelry, so you can bring your jewelry by there. They're located... just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens at Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday, Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday, including today from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dylan Riggs.
All right.
Babe. Yeah. Folks, you're just going to have to give us a bit to kind of even still wake up.
I mean, we're going to wake up with you.
We're in our jammies.
Oh, are we ever.
I mean, I'm barefoot right now.
Yeah, you want to see us in our jammies, watch TV at 6:40.
Yeah, and I don't have any makeup on either, and I kind of don't care.
Oh, man.
I kind of don't care because I use that extra 12 minutes to snooze.
I didn't get home last night until about, 9:15 or so.
Yeah.
It's about the time I got home.
Yeah, about 9:15.
Well, see, I think I walked in the door around 8 o'clock, but you just can't go to sleep immediately. you have to wind down.
Well, there's certain things. I take a pill.
I took a little bit of a little tiny Xanax, and
I didn't.
I watched Braves baseball.
Well, by the way, the pill that I take is not a Xanax or anything like that. The pill I take is
I take a pill.
I take melatonin.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
I didn't. I watched an episode of Frasier after I took a shower.
Well, you got to wind down.
What season are you in?
Oh, the 8th season right now.
Oh, really?
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Did you start watching...
From the beginning.
From the beginning, yes. Mm-hmm. I just started the 8th season. Well, I finished season 7 when they drove off in the Winnebago.
Yeah.
And so I haven't started season 8 yet, but that's where I'll pick up.
About 6 episodes in.
Okay.
I like to rewatch the old shows that I loved.
We're talking about this like spoiler.
Yeah, no.
Years ago.
Spoiler alert. The show
Niles
ends.
And Daphne get together. Oh my God! Lisa, what was I about to do?
I don't know what you're about to do. You know what I could do? What could I do right now?
You could go get us coffee.
No, I can't go get you coffee. You could go get us coffee.
Sorry, there's not more to that. biscuit downstairs than there is.
I don't know. I just appreciate you doing that.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
There came a time yesterday afternoon where I was like, nope, I'm not making sausage balls.
Well, that's why I suggested it.
Yeah, when you came by and said, hey, how about breakfast sandwiches?
What if I just do this?
I was like, this is a good idea, Rick Thomas. You're the best.
If anybody feels like bringing us pancakes, we'll totally
come. Oh, my God.
You can call me Ricky if you want.
You and old CJ Fresh. I couldn't believe that. Last night, for those of you playing along at home, Rich's name was announced as Rick Thomas.
That's okay.
And it's just made us chuckle.
I was just going to leave it like that.
There was a fashion show type thing.
Yeah.
I wore some jewelry that I don't...
I am surprised that Kristen hasn't done the social media post for it yet, because I took so many pictures and so much video that in the middle of one video, my phone went,
hey,
you're out of space.
Oh, wow.
I just don't want to see Dr. Sam unbutton his shirt anymore.
Oh, man. I've got the whole strut. I got the whole strut. I mean, there's almost a nip slip. Y'all was wild last night. It was wild.
Oh, Penny.
But yeah, pancakes.
Mm.
Oh, bless
yeah.
it.
So,
but met a lot of nice News Talk folks out there.
I had a blast, honestly.
We met a lot of great folks all night long, and it was a great turnout. It was a little warm, but that's to be expected.
It was a little warm.
It's called June.
He says, a little warm.
Well, it's better than what it would have been with a heat index of 108. You know, it wasn't like that.
Very true, but man, could you ever tell a difference when that sun went down?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was, but I had a blast. Got to meet, Keith from Santuck. He was there.
Yes.
I got to meet him and a lot of other listeners as well who were out there and knew us and listened to us. So, Redheaded Savage was there. Got to meet her. Plenty of folks who listen and call in. They have to give me their call-in name, otherwise
yeah,
I don't know who
say.
They are.
Some with even, we even met some folks without nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah. But if they don't have the nickname then and call in, I don't know who they are. All right, so coming up, we got traffic on the way. What do we have all day today? We've got
the normal stuff. We've got the cheap and trashy. We've got the timeline. You've got random facts, I hope.
I do. I just put them together this morning because I forgot to do it last night when I got home. I try to get that out of the way. When Greg's not here, my time gets a little bit limited as to how much I have to work on stuff, and so. But when I got home last night, I was one track minded to get to bed.
That I think
was
we it. All were.
So as I'm,
it was to wash the gunk off of me.
Yes,
the gump. Oh, no, not the gump. No.
Wash the gunk off of me.
I got you.
That might have been the best shower I've ever taken in my life was the one that I got when I got home last night.
And then get to bed. That was it.
Well, all those clothes, which stuck to me, have gone in the biz bag. So as I whittled down this list of...
I haven't even looked at that.
Our stack of stuff.
It's a lot.
Just one thing. I just came to this page. Longhorn Steakhouse has a new ice cream with steak chunks mixed in.
Gross.
Interesting. Icky. I mean, I'm never one to turn down
near,
a dessert.
Near.
But I would hold the ice cream on this one.
Yeah, that's gross.
All right, we're going to get a look at traffic. We've got local news coming up as well. Then we'll come back and we'll have the most electrifying story of the day.
Montgomery Skywatch, getting into your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out there on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. If you are on the boulevard, everything is moving along just fine. It's slowing down around the traffic lights, but you don't have any big hassles. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems for you. I-65 looks pretty good. There's a little bit of a delay around Cobbs Ford Road on Interstate 65, so be careful there. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off their already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at the Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
You want something that'll make an immediate difference in your electric bills? And I'm not talking about a small percentage. I'm talking at minimum 30%. Pick up the phone, call 802-FOAM, F-O-A-M, and talk to our buddy Wade Cannon at Master Foam. Master Foam is the ultimate insulation. And the simple comparison is this. If you have a Styrofoam cup, you know that it protects your fingers from hot coffee much better than a paper cup does. Same sense, a Styrofoam cup will also keep your ice lasting longer because it is the ultimate insulator. Master Foam can be installed in an existing home, and it will lower your attic temperature from 120 to 30 degrees in the hottest of weather down to 80. When it's that low, your AC unit doesn't have to work as hard. Your electric bills go plunging down. And you also do your AC unit a big favor because it's not going to have to work as hard. It should last longer. So the payback is more than just money. You get an extended life on your AC unit. Same thing in the coldest weather. It keeps the cold out so your furnace doesn't have to work as hard. And these lowered energy costs will make a big difference when those monthly bills come around. If you're in the planning phase of building a home, Master Foam, you should call them immediately and make sure that new home is insulated with this product. Because in those instances where they can do the complete house, you'll save 50% on your energy costs. Again, talk to Wade Cannon, great guy. He can explain more at 802-FOAM or do your online research at masterfoam.com. That's master-foam.com.
He's a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs, Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The dirty lowdown. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I
hi, folks. Rusty here for The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends for this, your exercises. Oh, repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. He made the announcement Tuesday in front of a large group of supporters. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellengrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to help solve this problem. And changes are coming to two Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch called Midtown YMCA. It will be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, at this point, we do the most electrifying story, but I couldn't find anything.
I'll tell you what was electrifying.
It was very electrifying. I guess our most electrifying story would be that Tracy won that one
Tracy.
Carriage.
Tracy! She was very... pleased and
she was moved. She yeah. was
she was shaking.
She was a little stunned.
I tried to get a good look at the 1 carat diamond, and her hand just was
shaking
the entire
bless
time.
Bless her heart.
Okay,
I'll tell you the most electrifying story.
What's the most electrifying story, Emily?
Last night when we were trying to run power to the band,
mm-hmm.
and someone started to shut the door,
ooh.
And it made.
A sparkling?
Yeah, it cut the extension cord,
ooh.
And it popped right in front of my face.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What was the name of that musical act?
Rachel.
So that's why you look like that?
You're so rude. You're so rude.
I'm sorry, I couldn't pass the joke up.
I don't feel like wearing makeup today.
You look perfectly fine.
And that's my right as an American not have to wear makeup.
And you'll note that I'm not either.
Yeah. The electricity pop in your face has nothing to do with why you look like you do. It's just...
That's genetics.
Bailey, by the way, was in makeup for 2 hours this morning.
Rachel Wilson Band.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. They covered Blind Faith. I don't know if you were there for that.
No, I heard some Fleetwood Mac.
They did Fleetwood Mac, but they covered...
Heard some Eagles.
They opened with the Eagles. And I tried just to let it go because
by the way, you guys,
shortly.
I owe you.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I told you I would pay you a lot of money to do that. So
that was shortly
doing.
After that extension cord popped in my face.
Right.
But no, they did Blind Faith, Can't Find My Way Home.
Wow.
And did a really good job.
Wow.
You don't hear that covered a lot. So.
Did they do any Tony DeFranco?
I can't tell you, Rich. Can't tell you.
I was really in the mood to hear Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
Oh, I knew that song. That's a jam. So, all right, there you go. We made it all together as a family.
Yeah, so.
For our topic of the morning.
That's true. What is our topic with TV today?
It's about are you eco-friendly? And I looked down this list. I should be arrested. I get an F. See me.
I try to be aware of things.
Well,
I do too.
Do you bring
not always
your own bags to the grocery store? Those
I haven't started that trend yet.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Well. Also, I think grocery shopping's been taken away from me because for some reason I always seem to forget something the husband needs. So I said, since I'm not doing a good enough job, bless you, you can start going to the grocery store.
Well, do it yourself.
I've reduced my energy consumption. I've turned off one TV.
goodness, that was a sneeze and a half. I got another one on the way somewhere in there. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have the timeline.
Yay!
And they're awfully excited about that for being as tired as they are.
And 1 carat. No, I'm sorry.
Exactly. With your host, Rick Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? formaloutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch, getting into your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out there on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. If you are on the boulevard, everything is moving along just fine. It's slowing down around the traffic lights, but you don't have any big hassles. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems for you. I-65 looks pretty good. There's a little bit of a delay around Cobbs Ford Road on Interstate 65, so be careful there. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
Come join the city of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now for the timeline for Wednesday, June 26th. Here is Rick Thomas.
I like that intro. 177 days into this year, 188 days are left. Good morning.
Morning.
On National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Oh, wow.
She'll hate it, but I know. You know, I'll take pancakes or chocolate pudding this morning.
Emily. No. Keep pushing for somebody to bring pancakes.
Emily, please forgive me. It is Forgiveness Day, by the way.
What have you done?
Well, for the chocolate pudding thing.
Or for paying the band to play the Eagles as their first song last night.
Well, they haven't been paid
yet.
That
was crafty.
It's National Canoe Day. My dad used to say, I can row a boat, canoe.
It's a dad joke.
735 years ago, I remember it well, in 1284. According to Grimm's fairy tale, it was the day that the Pied Piper led the children out of Hamelin, Germany. The townsfolk didn't pay him to lead the rats out of town, so he abducted the kids. Hence the expression, paying the piper.
Ah.
1498, the toothbrush is invented.
Finally.
1819, the bicycle is patented. 189 years ago, in 1830, King George IV, England's fattest king, died at the age of 67. For breakfast, he would eat 2 pigeons and 3 steaks and wash them down with a bottle of wine, a glass of champagne, and several glasses of brandy.
Oof.
Speaking of food, on this date in 1912, the Oreo cookie made its debut on this planet.
I wouldn't mind some of those.
No, stick with the pancakes.
Or the chocolate pudding. No, we decided not to.
Take the Oreos in the pudding.
1917, first U.S. troops arrive in France, World War I. 1948, the U.S. begins the Berlin airlift. Pilots delivering food and supplies to the by airplane to Berlin after the city is isolated by the Soviet blockade. 1956, Congress approves the Federal Highway Act. This is a big deal. $30 billion allocated in 1956 dollars for the construction of some 41,000 miles of road we call the Interstate Highway System. Largest public construction project in U.S. history to date.
I should use it more.
The second largest is what's ever going on the Eastern Bypass.
Right? Lord.
1959, the St. Lawrence Seaway open. That makes the Great Lakes accessible to the Atlantic Ocean. 1956, President John F. Kennedy gives a speech in West Berlin. I said 1956. This is 1963, obviously. Ich bin ein Berliner, which means
I
am a Berliner. This is the day in 64 that the Beatles' Hard Day's Night movie is released in North America. I was 8, but I remember standing in the line, which wrapped around the block a couple of times at the theater in Lorain, Ohio, the Ohio Theater, to see Hard Day's Night, which, by the way, was a pretty terrible movie. Now our song of the day. Motown song from that turbulent summer of 1968 took 3 weeks to became top 10, actually. 3 weeks to become top 10, but it made a lot of money, and people were able to move out of their tenement slum. Stayed on the charts through November. Diana Ross and the Super Supremes from Motown, Hitsville. One of the most classic songs, Love Child. Then it goes on and on.
And then it goes on and on.
On and on.
Another minute and...
another hour. So just
I don't know. I'm half awake. 42 years ago in 77, Elvis Presley makes his last concert appearance. It's at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. Final song, Can't Help Falling in Love. Then he died 7 weeks later. On this date in 81, Stripes released, starring Bill Murray. Do not ever watch that movie with me, because I know every line, and you're going to hear every line, every important line before it happens. It's very irritating. 18 years ago in 2001, New York became the first state to ban the use of handheld cell phones while driving. We all know that worked and spread nationwide. That's supposed to be funny.
Well, no, I was just thinking about how Georgia's got that no handheld device thing going now.
Montgomery does, but yet everybody, including even law enforcement officers, have one in their hand.
Yeah.
All the time.
I got the hands-free.
A drink? Oh.
No.
A drink.
No, a phone. A phone. 16 years ago, 2003, a guy named LeBron James drafted to the Cleveland Cavaliers as the first NBA draft. 18-year-old boy from Akron, Ohio. Adriana Grande Grande is 26 today.
She's 26?
Yeah.
She still looks like she's 14.
I know. And
bless her.
When you're dropped by Justin Bieber, she was never.
No.
It was that Pete.
She and Pete Davidson were
guy.
Engaged.
Yeah,
and then
he threatened to kill himself. Yeah. Dog torturer Michael Vick is 39 today. Derek Jeter, hard to believe that he's 45. He never cusses.
I don't cuss.
damn it.
The hill, you say.
It'll lie.
Sean Hayes probably cusses. He's 49 today. He's Jack from Will and Grace. Patty Smythe, not Smith. Patty Smythe is 62 today. Chris Isaac is 63. Mick Jones, 64. He's a Clash guitarist.
Yeah.
Rock the Casbah.
You know what we should do one morning for
London
the
London Calling? London Calling?
Yeah, we should do Big Audio Dynamite, Rush.
Ooh, I love that song.
That would be a good
you
song.
You know that song?
Yeah, because that's I'm Mick. Sorry. That's yeah. Mick. That would be a good one to
You know
to
that
do.
Song? That's a great song.
I know things, Rich.
Well, I know, but that's not a really huge song that everybody knows. Billy Davis Jr. is 81, singer for the Fifth Dimension. Aquarius, let the sun shine in. 8 days till 4th of July, 65 days till SEC college football birthday season. Wow, just 92 days away. Gregory Benjamin is the first victim, followed by Jay and then Rick. It won't be long now before you actually see Christmas stuff in the stores. 182 days away. That's the timeline.
With Rich Thomas.
Yeah. Makes me feel cool when Rich thinks I'm cool.
That's,
for knowing Big Audio
that's
Dynamite.
That's not a huge song, and I love it to death.
It's such a jam.
I love it.
We may have to play it before the show's over.
Maybe.
What's the song again? Big
Rush.
Audio Dynamite?
Big Audio Dynamite. Rush.
It's Rush.
Okay.
It is really good.
Okay.
It is all Mick.
And approximately six people in this town know it.
Probably. I will remember that for tomorrow morning.
Look at you. I'm glad you remembered Tears for Fears.
Yes, yeah, of course.
Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
According to a new poll, 76% of us want to be more eco-friendly. But how do we do it?
Yeah, that new poll, it found that the most common ways we try to be eco-friendly are by recycling, not wasting food, reducing our energy consumption, bringing reusable bags to the store, and avoiding plastic straws. Does that mean like when you see them, you run away? Is that what it means to avoid them? Want to hear from our friends at News Talk 93.1. Guys, do you have any plastic straws over there?
Let me tell you, as I hinted last hour, I get an F, see me, on this.
See me after class.
I should be arrested.
I don't do the bag thing. I just haven't adopted that yet.
No, I haven't done that.
I know plenty of people that do, but I haven't done it. Then again, I haven't gone to the store
in a
while.
No, I take the plastic bags back to the store and put them in their recyclable bins, but... groceries I'm going to buy when I'm in there. So.
Yeah, I take the plastic bags, put them in my trash cans, and use them for a liner.
Didn't we...
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, the smaller ones.
Didn't we learn yesterday?
We found out yesterday that plastic bags are not as bad as everybody says they are.
Yeah, if they're disposed of properly, incinerated, that sort of thing, you can actually... And used as a trash bag, they're actually...
They're better than the totes.
We found out that you would have to use the cotton tote bag for 11 and a half years to offset the creation of it.
Right.
So, you know, you want to use it for 11 and a half years.
I don't turn the lights off when I leave
a room.
I like
one of these is not wasting food, and we had a brunch, all of us, over the weekend. Yeah. I can tell you, none of us wasted any food that day. We were very eco-friendly, and I'm all for that type of eco.
Jalea had another meal to go home to, right?
Bless her.
Didn't waste the drinks on that one either.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Turning the lights off when you leave a room thing. I do that. I do that here when I leave there's a booth downstairs that I use to do some recording in. And I'll turn the light off when I leave the room. Well, and I think I'm the only one.
Anybody who's seen my living room knows that I'm very energy consumption friendly, right?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
Yeah, with your 17 TV monitors in there.
Yeah, the power company loves you, Rich.
Just like a siren that goes off anytime there's some type of weather around the country.
It's job creation.
Yeah. I get an F on this. So.
I'm still thinking about the caramel cake we had for brunch. That was good. Sorry, food's on my mind this morning.
Yeah, we've put out a call for pancakes.
You, Emily, on turning the lights off, though. We have the room where all of us, like, do our hair and put our makeup on in the mornings has big studio lights in there.
Yeah.
And people are notorious for leaving those lights on all day, and they're on top of the lights that are already in that room.
Right. Oh.
And I'll make another trip through that hallway just to turn the lights off.
Every day when I leave work, I shut down my office, is what I call it. I turn off my computer, turn off all the lights in there, and yeah, that's just that's something from as a kid, because my parents, you know, if you ran outside and let the door half open, it was, you know, you're letting out all the bad air.
We're not air conditioning the outside.
Yeah, so it's ingrained.
There's very little on this list that I do. I do the I don't waste food, which is obvious,
right?
If you look at me. I do use the LED light bulbs. I totally drink out of water bottles.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, the plastic.
But
the
stuff down here where it says you're buying local produce, you're doing. I do paperless billing.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I do paperless billing.
Then there's minimal use of AC. Yeah. No.
AC is important.
No.
This survey, do not live in Alabama.
Obviously. Exactly.
By the way, we're not cooking on all cylinders today. We are.
Yeah, we had a late night.
Very limited sleep, so I hope tomorrow will be a little bit sharper.
Please don't be mad.
Yeah, we're going to turn the lights off now to save some energy and end this segment. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
All right.
Have a great
one.
You too.
Bye.
And to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, be sure to tune in Monday through Friday starting at 6.
I don't know if it's just my eyeballs or not, but you can't, like when I sit over here and underneath this ungodly light, you can't even tell if I have a face on or not.
Is it because, yeah.
I'd look like powder.
And Bailey, you wasted all that time in makeup because they couldn't even see you.
Bless it.
Oh. Okay, we got the cheap and trashy coming up here in a bit.
And
we've also got, we got weather right now, actually.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Depending on where you live, Jay mentioned that last night there were some rainy episodes. What time? Do you know what time that was?
It's about 11 o'clock when I woke up and went and did what you do at 11 when you wake up in the middle of the night.
I see.
And then I came back to bed and I heard the thunder and then this just like waves of rain. Waves.
How much did you get in your rain gauge? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Really, Jay?
Lots of sunshine today, mixed in with a few clouds. This morning, there's a couple of light showers on the radar. I see some around Alexander City, up towards Pelham, Hoover, and the Birmingham area, and up towards Tuscaloosa. Widely scattered afternoon storms today with a high around 93. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, hot day, mid-90s. Only isolated storms around, but they'll be few and far between. Then scattered storms on Friday. That's upper level. And rain chances a little better by the weekend. Storms in greater supply on the radar, low to mid-90s. By the way, the beach situation has just improved a little bit from a high rip current risk where they've been pulling people from the water all week long for the last several days. There's even been some drownings in Destin and Panama City and numerous water rescues around Orange Beach. That beach current risk has gone down to light to moderate today and tomorrow. But you should still watch the beaches for the flags, all right? Right now, this morning, partly cloudy, calm winds, 71 degrees. It's 647.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now. Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through your Wednesday morning traffic, and things look pretty good. The boulevard's pretty crowded, especially between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway and down around the Troy Highway. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems for you. The traffic is building up quickly, but everyone is moving along at a speed limit ride, and there are no big delays on the 31s this morning. Let's be careful as we get our midweek workday started. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
For years, people have gotten acquainted with the best lunches and dinners, the most original recipes on the planet, at Baumhauer's. Did you know that they also serve breakfast? Downtown at 201 Union. Get a head start on your day. Get downtown a little bit early. Park for free in the RSA building at 201 Union. And go to the restaurant on the first floor and experience a Baumhauer's breakfast. Big stack of pancakes, Kaneka meats, Jimmy Dean sausage, biscuits, whatever you like for breakfast, they've got it. And you know how Baumhauer's is with portions. You'll walk out of there feeling very full. Juice, coffee, 38 screens to pick from to watch whatever you choose, news, sports. It's all there. Baumhauer's downtown. Try it for breakfast. Open at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday and for lunch till 2. And, of course, the Boulevard Baumhauer's for lunch and dinner. Go to Baumhauer's.com for more menu and hours information.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right, buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
That's right, and the biggest show of the season is, I don't know, I don't have the ratings. So, that tells you what I know. But we do have your cheap and trashy today. Well, that's not good news, so I'm not going to read that.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me go to cheap and trashy stuff.
Jesse Smollett Googled himself 57 times after his assault.
Whoa.
Oh, man, he is so into.
There's a mental situation there. There's got to be.
Right.
Hey, so the Jeopardy guy, James, how do you say his
name? Holtztower?
Yeah.
He lost, right, in the 454th World Series of Poker.
He did. We have audio of that.
We now take you to highlights of former Jeopardy champ James Holtzauer in the World Series of Poker.
I fold. I'm out.
This has been highlights of former Jeopardy champ James Holtzauer in the World Series of Poker.
He finished 454th in the World Series of Poker. It's not he's not high enough to win any money. He lost his $1,500 entry fee.
His 15 minutes of fame, it was more than 15.
You have to be in the top 281 to actually walk away with some money.
That's what I was thinking.
So, yeah, and that that just didn't happen for him.
It looks like Elton John's going to do a new song for the Lion King remake. I think Beyonce is going to do the actual...
Didn't she and Donald Glover do the Can You Feel the Love Tonight duet or whatever? What I've heard, it sounds great.
But EJ will do another song for it this time.
Good. And those pre-sale tickets go soon. And it's coming out the first weekend of September.
Nicole Kidman and Meryl Streep will co-star in a Netflix movie, The Prom. Oh, by the way, I saw the Adam Sandler...
Jennifer Aniston?
Murder Mystery?
Movie. Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's actually pretty good. It's worth your time.
There's that and I Am Mother that I would like to watch.
I would like to see I Am Mother. We watched the trailer for it. It's set in the future. There's a robot mother that raises a child from infancy or whatever, and she thinks that she's the only person in the world, and then Hilary Swank shows up.
It's Netflix?
Yeah, it's Netflix. It's about 2 hours long, which is why I haven't sat down to watch it. I hate to start and stop things. Mm-hmm. I also hate to start something when I'm tired and I know that I'll fall asleep. So I'm waiting for, like, that rare moment where I have the middle of the day free and can watch a movie.
This is not the cheap and trashy, but in 79, there were 90 breweries in the country. So there were 90 in 79. How many do you think now?
900.
I mean, I would go up on that one. Well, I mean, I don't know about 900, but I'd say it's in the triple digits, if not more.
How about 7,400?
Wow.
7,400 breweries now in the United States.
Dang. Dang old dang.
Up a little bit.
Pamela Anderson is single again.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she...
God, she's had so many boyfriends.
Mm.
Pamela Anderson has dumped her French soccer player boyfriend, Adil Rami, claiming he cheated on her. She's 51. He's 33. What does this mean to you? It's almost your turn to date Pamela Anderson. Finally, your chance. Sign up now at mychancetodatepamelaanderson.com. Join Scott Baio, Tommy Lee, Kid Rock, Rick Solomon, Matt Evers, Chris Angel, David Spade, Hans Klock, football player David Binn, Ray J, Mark McGrath, Robbie Williams, Stephen Dorff, Fred Durst, Michael Bolton, Marcus Schreckenberg, professional surfer Kelly Slater, Dean Kane, Arsenio Hall, and Brett Michaels. Finally, it's your turn to date Pamela Anderson. Hopefully soon. She's beginning to look a lot like Bridget Bardot. Current day.
Oh,
man. God,
that's mean.
She's not putting out any movies anymore. You know, those kind.
Those kind? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Those kind? Avengers is getting re-released into theaters this weekend.
So it's not bound for...
It is. This will be the last weekend that it'll be in theaters, and they're pushing...
What do you think?
They're pushing Disney or whoever. I'm not sure exactly who I'm talking about, but they're pushing for it so that... they say so that people will go see it. It's going to leave theaters. We put in new footage that wasn't in the original release.
And we package it for home.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then it's going to be home. I think their real reason is they want to beat Avatar. James Cameron's Avatar for the largest box office. Because it is very, very close to doing that. And I think it did. Here's the trailer.
Help Avengers Endgame crush Avatar at the box office as we release 6 extra minutes of footage. Oh yeah? Then we'll re-release Avatar in IMAX and take back the record. Well, maybe for a minute, until the Avengers re-releases and we give out free Iron Man posters. Big deal! Buy a ticket to the re-release of Avatar to win a trip to Pandora at Disney's Animal Kingdom. How about an exclusive sneak peek at Spider-Man Far From Home at the Endgame re-release? You'll get to be on the set of Avatar 2. You'll get to play Thor in Avengers 5. James Cameron will give you a full body massage. Just please give us your money. Either way, it all goes to Disney.
Which is kind of true in there. The last week's top 20 shows, when I say top 20, we'll do the top five. Repeat of NCIS was number five. Bachelorette came in at number four.
How is that show still on?
Two repeats of 60 Minutes came in at two and three.
Pete and repeat.
Yeah, right. And then the number one show last week was America's Got Talent. Oh, hey, that putt-putt golf thing I told you about came in at number seven.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there is a putt-putt golf place. Dude messaged me on the Facebooks.
Yeah, we talked about it, right? Wetumpka, right?
Yeah. It's in the Tump. Yeah. We should all go together as a family and play.
That's a good picture of me and JD on the radio.
And you know who took that picture?
Kristen.
Emily.
I just did
it. I did it.
It was me.
So when are we going to go mini golf together as a family?
Well, let's pick the hottest day we can find.